I'd like to focus this week mainly on a shtickle of the Shem Mishmur. Fascinating shtickle, a beautiful piece concerning the menorah, the beginning of our parsha. A well-known question of Rashi, Lama Nismecha Parshas HaMenorah LeParshas HaNesiim. Why was the parsha of Bahaloscha Saneros juxtaposed to the parsha of the Nesiim? The Nesiim brought their carbon on Yom Shmini Lamiluim, on the eighth day of Nisan that year, the second year since leaving Mitzrayim. And Bahaloscha Saneros would be something that would have been done in the Mishkan on every day. We're told about it in Parshas Tetzaveh. We're told about it again in the end of Parshas Emor after the Moyadim. And it's brought over here, Tzivui to Aaron HaKohen, Bahaloscha Saneros. Seemingly out of position and out of place. Why is it put over here? That's the question that Rashi brings from Chazal. And Chazal tell us that the reason is because Shekshiroa Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim, when Aaron HaKohen saw that the Nesiim were involved in the inauguration of the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, by virtue of the fact that they were the ones to be makriv their carbon, which we are told about in detail in last week's parsha, and he realized that Chol Sha'az Data, he became despondent, having realized Shelo Hayo Imaim, Lo Hu Velo Shivtai, not him, and not his Shevet. There was no representation from Shevet Levi. He was upset. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Chayecho, I make you a promise. Shelecho Gedola Mishalohem. You should know that what you are doing is greater than what they are doing. Sha'ato Madlik Umeitiv Es Haneiros. Is you are going to light and prepare the Neiros. Two different parts of what a Kohen does, and what Aaron HaKohen would be able to do, and somehow that consoles Aaron HaKohen. And the Ramban asks, famously the Ramban asks, why did he not be Menachem him with the fact, you're doing Keteres every day, you're being Makriv, you're Minchas Chavitin every single day, you've got Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which no one else has. And within what the Ramban says, he says that the Torah was being meramez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being meramez to Aaron HaKohen, that their avodas all have a sheiches to the Mishkan and possibly to the Beis HaMikdash. But then that ends. The avodah of the menorah will have continuity until Mashiach comes and further. Because during the entire time of Golos, when there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be Hanukkah. And the hadlokas HaMenorah will continue throughout, even when you're not in Eretz Yisrael and you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you still will have that Lokas HaMenorah to commemorate the Chnes of Chanukah, which is your Hadlokas HaNeiros, and that will continue. That's Shelcho Gedolah Mishalohem. Says the Shem Mishmul, takes us on a slightly different angle, a different tangent, and he takes us up a notch. He says, there's a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, which tells us about the Shiva Koichve Leches, the four main Koichovim, which the Gemara lists out what they are and how they, sorry, the seven main Koichovim, correct, sorry, and the Gemara lists out what they are and how they affect different people who are born under each of those Koichovim, and it tells us that they are Mashpia on the seven different types of Midas that there are, that every person has, and depending on what day one is born, where the muzzle of that day begins, with a particular muzzle, and then the hour also has a muzzle, and
not to be under muzzle.
Oh, and Klal Yisrael are, with tefillah, able to go lemala min amazoris. Now that you mentioned that, famously, Rabbi Yochanan was traveling with it, was walking with his Talmidim, the Gemara says, and he came across the daughter of Nachdiman Ben Gurion, who was the daughter of one of the three wealthiest people in Klal Yisrael, who was supporting the whole of Yerushalayim and beyond. And he saw the daughter of Nachdiman Ben Gurion groveling in the dung heaps, trying to find little bits of wheat or barley to be able to take home to grind and to make flour from. And she said to him, Rebbe, do you recognize me? So he said, no. So she said, you were signed on my ksuba for phenomenal amounts of nichsim ilug that I brought in. And look at me now. And Rabbi Yochanan turned to his Talmidim and he said, Ashreichem Yisrael. What's Ashreichem? Never. Look at where she's got to. He said, no. To fall to such dire straits means that you're not even under a muzzle. That's an matam in a mazalis. but take solace from that, that when you're doing Rotzen Hashem, you go Lemaile Min HaMazalos. We're not governed by the Mazalos. We can transcend the Mazalos. If we're not, we're in Golos, it can be even worse. But there is, in Mazal Yisrael. But there is still times where if a person leaves it to nature, so to speak, then there are Mazalos and they have an effect. They have an effect on the seven Midas of a person. And the Galgal that's higher, the sphere that's higher than that, are the Yud base Mazalis, the 12 Mazalis that we have. Says the Socha Chavagon, says the Shemishmul, that the 7, Koich Veileches, which the Gemara tells us on Ashviya, like someone is born under Ma'adim. So you say he has a tendency to spill blood. So he should use that for becoming a Shoichet, becoming a Moel. That's what should be used for. There's a tendency, there's middas. And we know every middah has a tzad that it's meant to be used for, and a tzad that is meant to be avoided. And that is, Hashlomas HaMidas is understanding. I have this middah. Chesed is a gewaldige middah, but it's ki chesed hu. It has the downside. So a person has to edelois those middas, and that's the 7 koich veileches. Above that is above middas, and that's seichel. That's already when it comes to the yud based mazalis, that's the seichel that is influences the seichel, the intellect and the das of a person. Aaron HaKohen influenced the hearts of Klal Yisrael. We see that Aaron HaKohen is referred to in the Torah with Tol. When we're introduced to Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Shemos, he tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlachna b'yad tishloch, please send, don't send me, send the person you normally would send. My brother, Aaron HaKohen. I'm afraid he'll have chalishus hadas if I do this and not him. Said the Rabbeinu Shalom, V'ra'acha v'samach b'liboy. He's going to see you and he's going to be happy b'liboy in his heart. He's oiske'edled his midas. And that's why he was given a tzitz to wear al lev Aaron. Because he had oiske'edled his midas. He brings a medrash that tells us that Aaron HaKohen is referred to as called Avoida. Because Ezo hi Avoida shebelev. Avoida is with the heart, it's in the heart, it's where the midas lie. And that is something which Aaron HaKohen taught Klal Yisrael. And thereby he was able to help us to be oyev shalom v'oyev shalom. Because normally, that which is impedes Shalom is the Midas. Our Midas don't allow us to have Shalom. He was Oyev Shalom, Veroyev Shalom, and he brought that about. The Nisim, however, they were the ones who helped Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael, and they were Nosei Es Roish B'nei Yisrael. It wasn't just counting. So the Ramban says everyone had to come in front of Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nosi, and they were asked to introduce themselves by name, Ploini ben Ploini, so that then they could be given individual recognition, individual bracha, and the focus of each person being valued as who there was a Nosei Es Roish. Give them a feeling of who they are. Not only that, he says, a Roish is where the Seichel lies and where the Das lies. And the Nasiim, who were the Yud-based Nasiim, the Medrash says, the Yud-based Nasiim were Kenega, the Yud-based Mazalos, and they gave Klal Yisrael, they inspired them and generated within Klal Yisrael Das of Torah itself. He says, in Midas, there's a Tzad HaToiv and a Tzad HaRa. The Tzad HaToiv, that's what we're trying to aim for the whole time. As soon as the person figures out what their Midas are, and in what are more predominant, so we work on those to use them as much for the Toiv, and avoid the Ra, the stronger they are, there is a Tzad HaRa. He says, in Seichel, there isn't Ra in Seichel. It's either just a Seichel that's busy with low-level things, or it's involved with high-level things. But in Seichel, there isn't good and bad. Seichel is intellect. It can be used for important things, it can be used for less important things. So Aaron HaKohen, he was there to help Klal Yisrael to edelize their midrash. The Nasiim were there to help Klal Yisrael get to a higher level in Seichel, in Torah. And there's a mahalach of how it works. One begins with the Shivas Yimei Amiluim. There has to be initially the importance of the edeling ois one's midas. That precedes going to learn Torah. That precedes then the moach and the seichel that comes afterwards. And that's why it was on the Yom HaShmini. It was on the 8th day of Miluim. When they came to the 8th, you had the 7 days, Keneged the Sheva Midas, that they could work on themselves and perfect themselves. And then on the 8th day you came to, the Nesiim were now going to help to the Das and the seichel that is built on that. But one cannot come out without the other. One cannot be there without the other. It doesn't work. In fact, the Maral says that everything only really has a kiyum once the seichel takes control. As we know, if it's left just to the midas, then the midas can swing from here to there. One needs to put mind over matter. But one has to first be aware of what one's midas are and work on them and edel them out, that then the seichel can take hold of them. As we know, Torah, the Shlach Kodesh said, if Torah is not learnt by someone who's edel dos their midas, then Torah is like tal. Rachmana litzlan, it can just help grow what's already there. And if the midas are not oiske edel, then the Torah will grow out those midas in a terrible way, unfortunately. But it can be a summer dechaya. Person is working on their midas in conjunction with learning Torah, then avadeh eil zois the person completely. He says that's what David HaMelech meant when he spoke about Aaron HaKohen, and he says, Kashemen hatov al roish sheyored al azokon, zekan Aaron sheyored al pimidoso. So he takes it up like this. Shemen, we know from the Gemara Menachos Daf Pei Hei, that Shemen is a simon of Chochmah. Shemen is a simon of Chochmah. It says that mitoch shurigidim b'shemen zayis Chochmah mesuya bohem. So he says, Kashemen atoiv al roish. Chochmah is very good, like shemen which is good on the roish. Sheyored al pi, sheyored al azokan. And it goes on to someone who is zeshekona chochmah. Azokan just mean a beard, but zeshekona chochmah. So like chochmah is tremendous and it's beautiful for someone who's been koine chochmah, but it's sheyored, it's zekan aroin, it's beautiful on someone who's like Aaron HaKohen, sheyored al pi midoisov. When it comes down because it's been oiskeedled by midas tovus. And that's who Aaron HaKohen was, and that's what the Avodah, so he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Chol Shodati, I feel a little despondent. Because yes, I understand that there's a Mahalach, but really, edeling one's midas is the prerequisite, but then it comes to the cream, and I'm not involved in that at all. I'm not involved in Seichel, in Bino, in Das, in Torah. I'm only involved in the initial things. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Shelecho Gedolah Mishelohem, She'ato Madlik Umeitiv Asaneris. Not only are you busy with the Hatov Asaneris, the preparation of being able to light, but you'll actually put the Hadlokah of the Oir on top. You are also there to help Klal Yisrael in Chochmas HaTorah, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Menorah, as we know, there were two things that symbolized Torah in the Mishkan. There was the Oren. The Oren had in it the Luchas. The Luchas, what's given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clearly defined and written. That's what it is. Torah Shebiksav. And Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, either on a daf on the side or next to it or in it. And then you had the Menorah, which represented Torah Shebaal Peh, Esek HaTorah. And that's actually what brings light into a person. Briefly, I heard the other night, Rav Avraham Gurovitz, Shlita, he said over, Rashi at the beginning of the parasha tells us, Aloischa es haneiros. Interesting, it should really say, Bahadlokoscha es haneiros, when you light, when you make the neiros go up. So Rashi says there's two things that are taught to us from this, that Chazal learned from this word, Baha'a Loischa. One is a practical halacha for Aaron HaKohen, when he lights the menorah, how should he light it? Make sure that whatever you're using to light the wick should remain next to the wick until Atsha Shalheves Oile Meileho. You make sure that what you're putting next to it remains there until the flame is burning on its own. The second one is, Baha'a Loischa, there's going to be steps. There's steps for the menorah. And when you climb those steps, when you climb those steps, then you'll light the menorah. So he said from his father, Rav Levi Gorovitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that S in the Torah we sometimes find is translated with, im, ayin mem, with. And we're telling Aaron HaKohen, the Rebbeinu Shem said to him, Ba'alois, when you go up those steps to light the menorah, but you go im, Ba'alois ha'es, im ha'neiros. Make sure that you also are elevated when you're doing this avodah of the neiros. You as well become elevated through it. How? How do you become elevated through it? So he said the seven branches of the menorah, seven branches of the menorah are keneged, seven things that were given to us with Torah. He brought from the Ksaba Kabbalah who says in the end of Sim Shalom when we say Brachin Avinu Kolonu Ke'echos Bo'er Panecha, Ki Bo'er Panecha Nosatu Lo Na'ashem Elokeinu, Toras is like the heading and then it follows the next seven things. You have Toras Chaim, Toras Avas Chesed, Toras Brocha, so Teres Tzokah, Teres Brocha, Teres Rachamim, and Teres Chaim, and Teres Shalom. And he explained every single one of them. But he's interestingly, the central one he says is Brocha. The central one is Teres Brocha. That someone who learns Torah Lishma, or someone who learns Torah Be'esek HaTorah, a person who's Oisek in Esek HaTorah, they bring Brocha to people around them. That's one of the things that Torah brings. That's what he mentioned over there. But using that to understand as well, Ba'alois Ches Haneiros, Aaron Achay is being told, you're going to be elevated, you will elevate yourself, and that will have a knock-on effect to Klal Yisrael. Shelcho gedolo mishelohem. You're right, they're involved in Bina, in Seichel, in Das, but you're going to be involved in that, as well as in the preparation. Sha'ato madlik, but don't forget, you're also mate of the Haneiros. You'll be madlik after being mate of the Haneiros. So he says, and that's why Rashi says Shato Madlik Umetiv Asaneris. It's the wrong way around. He should say Shato Metiv Umadlik Asaneris. You're first Metiv the nearest, and then you're Madlik. But what was Aaron HaKohen bothered about? The Hatoba he knew, and he knew he was doing the Hatoba. He knew he was doing that every day, and he knew that was the preparation. But if it's only the preparation, it's not the Ikka, then don't worry, you're involved in both, and you're going to be involved in both. And the truth is that neither can come with, that the second Chelik can't come without the first Chelik. But you'll be involved in that as well. So he says, that's possibly what's also hinted to in the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the Avodah will carry on even after the Beis HaMikdash is finished. The Beis HaMikdash was called Levonain. It's the lave of Klal Yisrael. Even after the Avodah of the Kohanim is finished, we told Aaron HaKohen, and the Kohanim are not anymore the ones who are injecting the levavos of Klal Yisrael with the midas and the edling ois of our midas in the way that they used to from the levonin of the world. But still, there'll be the hadloka saniris, as we know, hadloka is a mitzvah, and the hadloka, the esek hatorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, which was actually prepared for us during that by Isheni, so that we would have what to hold on to during our golos, that was prepared then and that was given over to us. There's a chasam sofer, the beginning of this week's parasha, where as the Rosh Hashiva of his yeshiva, he says a beautiful thing. He says, El mul pnei amanero yo'iru shivas haneris. Why seven neiros? So he says it's referring to the seven books of the Torah. Seven books of the Torah. Yeah. In our parsha, we have parshas Vayihi b'Nesoya Ha'orin, which is a parsha on its own. There are a lot of halachas that are learned from there. There's a certain amount of what's of shameless, and if it's considered a sefer, and if it's considered Vayihi b'Nesoya Ha'orin, we're told the Gemara in Shabbat says it is a sefer b'fnei atzmai. It's a sefer b'fnei atzmai. And if it's a sefer b'fnei atzmai, you end up with seven sforim because you have Bereishis Shmois Vayikra, the first part of Bamidbar till Vayihi b'Nesoya, then Vayihi b'Nesoya, the second part of Bamidbar, and then Dvarim. So he says that the neshama of Klal Yisrael is these seven books of the Torah. And when the Aaron HaKohen would go out to light, then when you want to light the nearest, when you want to light the neshama of Klal Yisrael, the way to do it is by being moishech them el mul pnei amanorah. How? Well, you've got your seven branches. Those are the seven lots of Torah. You're going to teach that to Klal Yisrael. You're going to light the Torah above them. They're going to be burning from the Torah of the seven books of the Torah. But who's that? El mul pnei amanorah yirushiv asaneris. He learns that the mul pnei amanorah is talking about a Rebbe. As he puts it, I'll quote his words. El mul pnei amanorah hu harav hamoichiach melamid lohoil yirushiv asaneris shiva sifrei Torahs kulam v'zayin chochmes Torah shibiksav. The Shisha Sadorim, or you can learn it's Torah Shemiksav, and the Shisha Sadorim, Hakol Yo'iru El Eiver Ponov, V'oz Yale Aneris Loizulas. And that will have an effect that they'll be shining towards him, someone who contains in him the books of Torah, or Torah and the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. That's how it's, but then he says, a little later on, he says, El Mulpani Amanira Yiru Shivas Aneris, Milvad Chochmas Odom, Toi ponov minitzoitz kedushas haTorah. Besides for the fact that a person's face shines from being the learning of Torah, the inspiration and the effect the Torah has on him, oid al yedei talmidov yoser mikulam misnoitzitz haor yoser v'nika beponov. A person actually has more the sparks of Torah affect him more from his talmidim. V'hainu el mul pnei amenorah harabi, the center of the menorah, the central branch, which is the teacher. Shehu amenorah, yoiru olav zayin aneris hema talmidim. They will have an effect on, because by teaching, what happens when a person, mitalmida yoisim mikulam, person teaches, he hears the kashas, he hears the ha'aras, and the chokhmah is increased by those people who he's teaching. So, if that's the case, let's go back to the Shem Yishmol and use his vot for someone that's teaching, and the person who's teaching is every single person in Klal Yisrael, and every single parent in Klal Yisrael. In the end of the day, we are transmitting Torah. So how are we transmitting Torah? The first thing has to be that there's got to be Midas Tovas that are prerequisite to the teaching of Torah. There's got to be, we've got to be understanding of the lave of Klal Yisrael, the Midas of Klal Yisrael, the Midas of every child, of every Talmud, of every kid, understand their Midas, help them to edelize their Midas, and on top of that, we give them Torah. Then Torah will shine. El mul pnei amanur, Yerushal Asaneris. But we've got to be madlik umetiv asaneris. We've got to continue that which Aaron HaKohen did. And that continues even into Golos. That continues even after the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there. After we don't have the Kohanim, we have ourselves, we have our Klal Yisrael. Every Yid lights a menorah on Hanukkah. That means that once the Beis HaMikdash is gone, we are now doing that for the next door. We are being meitiv, madlik umetiv asaneris. Initially being meitiv, we're making sure that the midas ois gadol, and once that is done, we can then move on to ensuring that the Torah will shine in them as well. A little later on in the parasha, we have the parasha of Chatzotzus. Parasha of Chatzotzus, where Klal Yisrael were told that there were going to be times when they would need to blow on a Chatzotzus. The end of it, we're told that when we bring Karbonus, you need to blow Chatzotzus. We're told that when we would go out to battle, when there would be a time of tzara, we would need chatzotzos. And to get people together from Klal Yisrael. So Seva Achinuch, when he addresses this mitzvah of chatzotzos, and he tells us about the Shoroshe HaMitzvah, actually informs us and gives us an understanding about the Torah's Hashkafa on music. Says the Sefer Achinuch like this: Mishoroshe Amitzvah, Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalad, Mitzvah Tkiyas Chatzotzos Mikshu, Mishoroshe Amitzvah. Lefi, Shemishas HaKorban, Hoyutzrichin Lechavin Datom Yofe BeInyono. At the time of a korban, a person needs to be mechavin, needs to have kavana, one needs to be focused. Kamoshi Yodua, if one has machshavas psulis, it passes the korban. V'gam Kein Tzarech HaKorban Kavana Shleima Lefi Adoin Hakol Shetzivonu Alov. The kavana needs, there's two types of kavana. First of all, I can't be thinking about the incorrect things, I've got to be thinking about the correct things. V'gam kein be'eis hatzora tzarech ha'odom kivun gadol b'hischanenu lifnei borei she'irachim alov y'atzileo mitzorosan. Since it requires, our tefillah requires kavana, our karbonos require kavana, v'lochein nitztavu b'tkiyas hachatzotzos b'itim eila. Therefore we were told, play music at the time when you need kavana. Lefi. Sheha'odom mi yosei ba'al choyme, a person being an earthly being. Tzorich his oirus godel advorim, needs a big awakening. Ki ateva mi bli meir yamoid koyoshin. Our nature is, if we're not woken up, we'll remain asleep. Ve'ein dobor yoiruru kamoi koylois hanigun. There's nothing that inspires and awakens a person's heart more than the power of a song. Yodua hadov. It's a known thing. The wind instrument, possibly because of the fact that it really comes out of the ruach of the person, there's nothing that gives more inspiration for what we're talking about here than that. He says, I think that there's another reason, another benefit one could have. Milvadis Urus ala Kavana, besides for the fact that it helps to inspire me to focus. Ki bekoyach hakolos, not just to focus on a particular thing, the power of sounds of music helps. Yosi ha'odom miliboy machsheves sha'aris ke'olam, v'lo yitin lei bo'is ha'shok im bedobah ha'korban. Uma'arich, why should I lengthen v'yodu ala koyla shehita oizen nishmoya chatoiz v'kod shev v'kavana? Anyone who's listened to the koyla of shev v'chatoiz will know this is what happens. That the music has the power to help to dispel thoughts that I don't want in my mind, and also has the power to help me focus on thoughts that I do want to have in my mind. And those are the two things which we all know we need when it comes to davening. When it comes to davening, we need to dispel the, I don't know if we could speak for myself, we could travel around the whole world from the beginning of Shemoneh Esra to the end of Shemoneh Esra. There's thoughts we need to dispel. And once we've got rid of them, then we need to focus. And it fits beautifully with what Rav Shimon Schwab says, there's two types of shir, two types of music, two types of song. There's a zemer, and there's a shir. He says a zemer comes from the lashon of zemoiro, lizmoir, to prune a branch, to cut off. That's a type of a song that I would sing in order to be able to dispel thoughts from my mind. A type of music I would listen to help to get rid of those thoughts. And then there's a shir. The Mishnah in Perek by Meir Behema in Masechet Shabbos says, by Meir Behema Yoitza, one of the things is Bashir, with a chain that links and interlocks. And that's a type of a song that helps us to focus and be linked and intertwined with that which we want to focus on. Those are the two parts. There's two types of music. Sometimes the music can do both, or two types of music. That's why when we came into the Beis HaMikdash, there was beautiful music playing. So that Klal Yisrael would be able to have thoughts they didn't want to have be dispelled from, and then be able to focus on, and that's the power of a nigun. That's the power of She'ein, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, Ve'ein davar ya'iru k'may k'ilos ha'nigun yodua ha'davar. It's a new thing. So that is the power of a nigun, whether it has words, whether it doesn't have words, is irrelevant. The power of a nigun, and that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us that gift for, which therefore we'll not understand why Zeh L'Umah Zeh Oseh Elokim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the gift of nigun, that we can use it for these purposes. Towards the end of the parasha, we're told the famous pasuk, "Va'ish Moshe Anov Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Apneo Adama." Famously, the question is asked: how could Moshe Rabbeinu write this? How could Moshe Rabbeinu write "Va'ish Moshe Anov Ma'od"? He himself wrote it, and then that pasuk remains in Netzach Natochim. That means that even after writing, he remains that. How does a person who's an Anov say "Va'ish Moshe Anov Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Apneo Adama"? And there's a few different mahalchim. Many of them are very similar and interlinked with one another. The Meshachach, the Sefer Or Sameach, quotes his grandfather. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, after ascending Har Sinai, and coming into contact with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, really felt in himself that after that, he didn't really have Bechira, like we have. The clarity of vision, that ponim el ponim, diber Hashem elov, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for he saw the achorai, whenever he wanted, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the middle of the parasha. They came to ask him about Korban Pesach, where they couldn't bring. So he says to them, imdu ve'eshmo'o ma'yedabe Hashem lochem. Imdu ve'eshmo'o, just stand here, 1 minute, stand here, I'm gonna hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say about it. Ashra Yilud Isha, that has, like, a human being that can, by the Mekoshish, by the Mekalil, by Benoy Slavchad, Moshe Rabbeinu had this ability to just consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we see from the end of the parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, he would appear to him and speak to him. Someone who has that connection to the Shechina and that clarity of vision, they don't have Bechira really anymore. It's not a question of should I do an Avera, should I not do Avera. It's so clear that there's one doesn't do Avera because it's so clear what that the effects that can have. And one does mitzvahs and one's involved in Dveikas because they are Dovuk. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at everyone else and he said, the rest of Klal Yisrael, they don't have what I have. They're living in the real world. They've got Bechira every moment. They have Nisyonis every day, every minute, every hour, every second. They've got Nisyonis the whole time. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kafi the daga that I'm on, I'm nowhere near reaching what I need to be doing, or maybe I'm reaching what I'm doing, but I don't have nisyonis anymore. I'm not like them. They have nisyonis every day. They're working on themselves. Do you know what schar they're going to get for that? I don't get schar anymore. I'm finished." Memela Moshe Rabbeinu looked at himself as an underachiever compared to everyone else in Klal Yisrael. They have got nisyonis. They're busy. They're fighting the Yetzer Hara. He says that's Taich in the Pasuk. V'ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Ha'Adam Al Pnei Ha'Adama. From all those other people who are on the ground. He was in Shemayim. He was talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom the whole time when he wanted to, when the Eibishter wanted to. But Mikol Ha'Adam, and that's what he wrote. I'm an Anav Ma'od Mikol Ha'Adam because they're all Al Pnei Ha'Adama. They're fighting the battles every single day. They're fighting the battle every second. Memela, they're more valued than I am. Reb Tzadok HaKohen, which we quoted the other week, or last week, says in his last shtickel on Shavuos a similar thing. He says, when Eliyahu HaNavi came to meet Reb Shimon ben Elazar, when he came back after his learning, and he was Gas Libo Bilimudai on the Dargah of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon, and he met the Adam Mechua, Eliyahu HaNavi in disguise, and he called, he said to him, "You empty person, you ugly man." And Eliyahu HaNavi rebuked him. What was the rebuke? Says Reb Tzadok, the rebuke was, 1 second, you have a neshama ilah, you have oiske edel to midas, a natural baal midas. Do you know how I was created? My midas were not naturally good. My neshama wasn't from as high a place as yours. So I haven't had the same life's experiences that you've had. I've had totally different nisyonis you have. You can't therefore define me. And that, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, brought the realization to Reb Shimon ben Elazar that as much as one's learnt, and as high a darga as one's neshama may be, that doesn't mean that I've been mashlim what I'm meant to be doing. It could be kafi the darga of my neshama and kafi the kaiches I've been given. I'm nowhere near what I'm meant to be doing. And Yenem, who I look at as a reka, as a mechur, is doing really well for what he's been given. He's surpassed what he's meant to be doing, perhaps. And that's why Rabbi Yosef said, when after Rebbe was niftan, they said, Bot la'anova, he said, no, dikano. I'm still around. I was given a neshama ilo. I was given naturally good middas. I was given a great path in life. But I've not gone anywhere near where, if that was what I've been given, so what I've become, it's nowhere near what I meant to have become. And the rest of the world who are struggling with day-to-day nisyonos and don't have a neshama like I have, and haven't had the life father I have, they're far, far beyond where they're meant to be. So the ikano, I still see that. I'm still around. Of the Ramban says, you know what the greatest thing, we spoke about this last week as well, he says, you know what the greatest thing on Moshe Rabbeinu was, the ish on Moshe Anamayid? The Moshe Rabbeinu heard them speaking about him. He heard them speaking about him. He heard them saying, look at Moshe, we were also there. He heard, and he could have answered. And do you know what? His answer would have been the emes. He would have told, Rabbeinu Shalom told me not to. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, Shuvu lachem lo aleichem, va'atop, Poi amoydi modi. You stay here with me. You don't go back home. So Rabbeinu Shalom told me to stay dovuk to him the whole time. So what you say? He had an answer. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. He didn't say a word. That is anivus. As we quote from the Chovos Havavos said that a chosid met another one. And he said to him, have you reached the darga of anova yet? So he said, what is anova? He says, when you've reached the middle of hishtavus. What's hishtavus? When to you, praise and ridicule are equal. You remain totally, totally emotionless. They don't affect you at all. The praise, it's not mine. What, are you praising me for a gift that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me? Whether it's Yediyas HaTorah, which is Matanon Achaliel, whether it's Midas Tovas, whether it's other attributes and koiches or talents or wealth, it's all a gift from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not me. So it doesn't touch me, that the people praise of that. And when someone comes and actually ridicules me, or says something bad about me, if I'm meant to have heard it, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Elokim Amaloi Kalel. And if it's not true, it doesn't affect me. The equilibrium of tranquility remains within me the whole time. That's when a person has reached, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. He reached the darga of anivus when nothing made an effect to him anymore. That's the darga that Tzadikim got to. That's the anova that we are working towards. And when someone says to me something that I don't feel should have been said about me, that's gaiva. Yenim can say what he wants. And if it's true, well, I better work on it. Maybe he's right. And if it's not true, it's not true. It's not, he said something bad about me, it's going to affect me. And when someone says something good about me, if it's not true, it's terrible. They actually think I'm better than I am. And if it is true, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not me. I don't change from the ridicule to the praise. It doesn't make a difference in the person. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had reached. And with the dargas of Moshe Rabbeinu and the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu and the opportunities of Moshe Rabbeinu, he remained at that level of equilibrium the whole time with regards to his emotions. Therefore, he could be said about him, just ending with a nice little remez, go back towards the beginning of the parasha. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaches Aleviim, the Pasuk Vav, Kaches Aleviim mitoich b'nei Yisrael. Take the Leviim from inside B'nai Yisrael. If you take that word Yisrael and you write it out B'miluoy, that means Yud, you write Yud Vav Dalet. Shin, Shin Yud Nun. Resh, Resh Yud Shin. Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet. Now take the central letter, they're all three letter words. You take the central letter of each of those. So from the Yud, you've got a Vav. From the Resh, it's a Yud. From the Yud Shin is also a Yud. Resh is a Yud. Aleph is a Lamed. And Lamed is a Mem. You have a Lamed, you have a Vav, you have two Yud and a Mem. Spells the word Leviim. The Leviim are Toich B'nei Yisrael. The word Leviim appears inside the word spelt out of Yisrael. So remember, it's the beauty of Torah, of Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is not just a language. Not just do the words make sense and intertwine with other meanings and link with each other. The letters make sense. The spelling of the letters makes sense. And within them we find Ramazim as well. That shows us what Kedusha has inside it. Kedusha Baruch Hu should give us, Be'ezah Hashem, the Siyata Dishmaya, that we should be able to be mative, our Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, be able to be madlik, our Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, be able to help to be mative others, to be madlik others, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu there should give us the Siyat Tishmaya, doing that, and being the example to them, that the person who gives that over, must be the Onav, Ma'ayin Mikolei Adam, Asher Al Pnei HaAdamah. Thank you.